In Iraq today, U.S.-led forces staged a raid south of Baghdad, rescuing four hostages, three Italians and a Pole. The mission entailed cooperation between Italian and U.S. authorities, according to John Ludovico De Martino, the head of Italy's diplomatic delegation to Iraq.
Well, this is a great day for the released hostages, for the families, for Italy, for all of us. Also, a thought we should remember, the fourth hostage, Quattrocchi, who was killed in captivity.
As fast as these hostages were freed, more were taken. Another group of Iraqis seized seven Turks. NPR's Emily Harris joins us from Baghdad. Emily, what can you tell us about the rescue operation?
Robert, there are just sketchy details at this point. The top U.S. general in Iraq, Ricardo Sanchez, made an announcement about this operation. He was very tight-lipped. He said the four hostages were rescued and they are in good health. He said they were rescued from a location south of Baghdad. We have learned from other sources that location was quite close, actually, to the Iraqi capital. Sanchez refused to say whether Italian or Polish or troops from any other nations here were also involved in the raid. And now Italy's Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, has said that the spot where the hostages had been held was identified several days ago, and officials were considering asking local leaders to help to intervene to get the hostages released. But General Sanchez made it clear that this rescue was not the result of any negotiations. The military, it appears, found a window of opportunity and went in. General Sanchez says there were no reports of shots being fired when they went in to get the hostages.
Who were these four hostages, three Italians and the one Pole?
The three Italians had been captured back in April. They'd been in captivity almost 2 months. They were working in Iraq for an American private security firm. There were four Italians originally captured, and one was killed in captivity. A Polish man was a businessman. He was seized just last week. It's not clear how these two groups of hostages who were taken from different places in quite different times wound up in the same place and were rescued together. But other hostages who've been released previously have given indications that they were moved a lot among different groups and around different places in Iraq. So there seems to be some coordination among various groups that could have led to these two, the Pole and the Italians, winding up in the same place.
Well, on to some other matters. Two more car bombs exploded in Iraq today, killing at least 13 Iraqis and one American soldier. Is it clear who actually was targeted by those car bombs?
In one of the car bombs in Mosul, the U.S. military says that they believe there were some specific targets, and those specific targets were local officials, two members of a provincial council up in Mosul in the north of Iraq, and the deputy police chief of that city. The chief was wounded, but the other two were not. But local officials say that at least nine Iraqi bystanders were killed in that explosion. The other car bomb exploded in Bakuba, at the gates to a U.S. military base, and as you know, military bases here and the military as it travels is a very frequent target of attacks. One U.S. soldier was killed in that attack and a number of Iraqis as well.
Thank you. NPR's Emily Harris speaking to us from Baghdad.